This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is so nice to have you with us right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z. We started doing this show because I felt the lack of information. Personally, there was not a whole lot of information 15 months ago when we first started doing this program. I can't believe it's been that long, but it has been. And I was so frustrated because what was a CBD? What is THC? For many of us that are not using recreational cannabis, it's a whole new world and new terms and new everything. And so where do you go? How do you find what's right for you? Is this a possibility that I may have some answers to my pain? Could CBD be the answer for sleep? Could it be the gate to get us through with opioid issues in this country? And so I embarked on an educational journey, and I call this show an educational odyssey, because that's what it is. And so we're so thrilled today to have, I'm thrilled to have today, Regina Nelson. Dr. Nelson is a founding officer of the ECS Therapy Center, and her mission is to educate everyone about medical cannabis and to be able to get doctors to understand that there may be some answers that are hidden, that they don't know lie in the world of this miraculous plant. And so it is a real pleasure and honor to have you with us, Dr. Regina Nelson. Are you there? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Dr. Nelson, are you there? We can't hear you. Yeah, it did. We'll have to get her back. But I want to go back to my early days of wanting to do this radio show. And this mission really started because I got misinformation about this plant. I saw two friends using cannabis all the time, and it really tainted and made me really negative against the plant. And so I educated myself because I felt I had to learn about this plant. If I'm going to be on the airwaves, I need to be impartial, I need to be objective. And so I have done really a 360-degree turn, and I understand the power of this plant. And did we get Dr. Regina back? Regina Nelson, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
So can you please share with us a little bit about your mission and what exactly you're trying to do with ECS Therapy Center?
Yeah, the ECS, in ECS Therapy Center, stands for endocannabinoid system. And that's still a learning curve for a lot of people. And I came at this as about a PhD student early on, somebody who casually used cannabis.
I'm sorry, Regina.
Life.
Regina, your cell phone is not working right. You're distorted, and we're having a very hard time hearing you. So maybe you can get with Jeremiah and call back and see if we can
get
you.
Yeah, well, I'll call you back on a landline here just as quickly as
Perfect.
I can.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And we'll get the doctor back on, because this is too important a conversation. One of the things that we've had many doctors talk about is the endocannabinoid system. And medical cannabis has been a real divide, because many doctors are not educated. They don't understand the whole story. And so as patients, we need to really and truly investigate and look at. We need to look at and investigate what options are going to be the best for us. And, Doctor, are you back? Regina Nelson, are you back with us?
I am back. Apologies for that.
Oh, perfect. It sounds wonderful now. Okay. So I was just saying that medical cannabis can be a divide between a doctor and a patient. But let's go back to the endocannabinoid system and what your company is all about. Because
I think where we've really missed messaging is this whole thing that every human has an endocannabinoid system. And when I started looking at this as a PhD student who was sick and desperate to try to find some answers in my own life, you know, was this medical? Well, that we have this endogenous receptor system says yes, in some way it is medical. Well, in those, you know, last 7 years since I've really began studying and looking at that, we've really come to understand that the endocannabinoid system is our primary endocrine system, meaning it's over things like our adrenal glands, our thyroid, our pituitary, all of our hormones. It has enormous effect in the central nervous system as well as in the immune system. So with sickness, it's either an immune issue or it's a pain issue, and it may be both. And so for me, that's been the real key factor in this and why I've pushed educating so long. Because when I first got sick, like, you know, I couldn't find answers. And there was there's still a lot of misinformation out there. And so my mission really, as somebody who's founded a nonprofit and brought a board of educators together over the last few years, is really to provide peer-to-peer education. We end up talking to people who are very much like you just kind of explained your story, kind of come at this with some preconceived ideas and notions, but for some reason they, and usually their own health or that of someone they care about, they're looking at this and they don't want to smoke. They don't necessarily even want to get high. And so how do you handle those things with them? So peer-to-peer, we help people build therapy plans for themselves. And it's something that they can share with their doctor. It's something they can share with their dispensary. It's something that they can discuss and share with caregivers or friends and relatives who are concerned about them and understand, you know, again, how they're using this and tracking, you know, the results that they're getting from it. Because it's not a panacea. It is not a cure-all. In fact, I never use the word cure. I think cannabis can be quite helpful in improving the quality of life of people who are chronically ill and terminally ill. I do see a lot more miracles, though, than I think many medical doctors that I speak to when it comes to terminal illness of people having a significant gain in health. That doesn't mean that they're cured. It took a long time to get really sick. It takes a long time to get well. So I think we've got to look at this as a quality of life issue and a public health issue, because we all have an endocannabinoid system.
So if you could just share with me and our audience, please. Your book is called Time for the Talk, Talking to Your Doctor or Patient About Medical Cannabis. This book, explain to us about the endocannabinoid system, please, because we all have one. And the cannabis plant has one as well. So explain it, because it's a little confusing.
It is a little confusing. You know, again, we have, as human beings, an endogenous receptor system for cannabinoids. We found this out in the late 1980s. Rafael Meshulam's team out of Israel.
Out of Israel, yes.
Discovered this system and came to find out that we make our own cannabinoids. We make anandamide and another very long-named cannabinoid called 2-AG, a nice short acronym. But they have effect, again, in the brain and the central nervous system, and as well throughout the immune system. And as we grow and develop as human beings, we come to find these receptors throughout our bodies. And particularly when we're sick, we find them clustered in areas. We would see, for instance, for somebody with prostate cancer, that if you went in and looked at the cells surrounding that tumor, they would be full of cannabinoid receptor cells. But those cells need to be activated and working to be fighting, you know, from an immunity standpoint or from a nervous system standpoint. And that's kind of where the cannabis plant can come in. Again, we have these natural phytocannabinoids from the cannabis sativa plant. And if we look at this plant historically, it was a food for many, many millennia. It was something that we can track human
we need to take a
migration by following the cannabis plant.
Regina, we need to take a quick break right now. So
sure.
I'm going to have you hold that thought, and when we come back, we will continue our educational journey with Dr. Regina Nelson. What's the best website? How can people find the book? How can people find out about the organization and the work you're doing, please?
Yes, our website is myecstherapy.org. Everybody has one, myecstherapy.org.
And we'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Call for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk, A to Z. And I call it an educational odyssey. And you can hear from our guest today, the doctor, why I call it that. Because this is the unfolding, the educational component. If you're looking for a salacious show about 420 and passing the joint around, this is not it. This is really exploring how this plant can change so many lives, and the doctor is an example. And welcome back. It's so nice to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's great to be with you. I appreciate it.
So tell us a little bit, for those just joining us, because we got a little interrupted with your phone, your phone. If you could share your story again before we go further, I would love for you to go back.
Yeah, no, I began a PhD program in January of 2011, and looking at this issue of medical marijuana as an issue of social justice and an ethics and social justice program. And I was sick in my second term of my PhD program, as I was starting to understand how to use cannabis beyond smoking and vaporizing more medicinally. I ended up having a major surgery. I had a bowel resection. I lost 6 feet of my small intestine.
Oh, boy.
Nearly died. And cannabis at that point, I'd just become a new patient in New Mexico at that time. I'd relocated specifically so I could legally use cannabis as a patient. And it became a huge part of my recovery over the next few years. It kept me from needing a serious amount of opiates. The doctors were quite surprised at how well I could control my pain with cannabis. And I don't tolerate opiates well. And I had nausea and vomiting issues, and that's something that tends to aggravate. So, having to deal with a great deal of pain, along with these other things that kind of kept me from being able to use pharmaceuticals effectively, cannabis was huge for me at that time. And as I really came to understand more about it, as we went to break, we were talking about kind of the migration of man has followed this as a food. It was when I began using cannabis as
juice. How long ago? How long ago are we talking that it was considered an important food?
Oh, I would even go back 80 years ago, right before Prohibition. Hemp and hemp seed and the hemp plant were one of the number one agricultural crops, even in America. And so they were a standard part of the diet, in addition to being in most of the medications that people took at that time up until the 1930s. So really for millennia. And, marijuana wasn't a term that people knew. And I think I find it interesting that, again, that this plant was outlawed under the terminology marijuana. And a year following that, the American Medical Association, which was very new at the time, petitioned to return it because it was the number one tool in physicians' tool belts at that time. And it was called cannabis sativa, like the plant. And, again, that's why I typically use the term cannabis. I think at this time, we're changing language and normalizing this.
Yes.
And moving back. And we have to really, it's kind of a whole process of that. But it was in understanding cannabis as a food, the first time that I drank cannabis juice from fresh plants run, through a metastasizing juicer, my stomach pain that I had for years and that continued for a good year after this bowel resection, it stopped within 24 hours. It just made this, I felt better. My pain was gone. I was able to eat. In addition, I had a doctor who wanted to give me iron infusions because I was so severely anemic, track me over a six-week period and watch juicing, being the cannabis, being the only thing I changed in my lifestyle, bring me out of severe anemia in 6 weeks.
That's amazing.
And so when you get down to the nuts and bolts of the plant, if we were all eating it like food, when someone rolled up a joint and smoked it, they really wouldn't get that high because their body would be really balanced with all of these cannabinoids that would be flowing through their system.
Right. It needs to be
stored in our fat cells because it's an essential nutrient.
Right. And it needs to be heated in order for it to be activated.
Exactly.
That part, the THC.
People were poo-pooing this idea of juicing cannabis when Dr. William Courtney was talking about it 5, 6, 7 years ago and that it helped his wife. And I'm telling you, not only have I had a miraculous experience, I can now point you to hundreds of other people that when you begin consuming this and looking at these acids, the THC before it's fully mature and active, and the same with the CBD, and the same with the CBG and other cannabinoids, scientists just in the last year have started looking at that and saying, you know what, there actually is a better health effect with that. And so it doesn't work as quickly. Your body has to metabolize things. So it's not as instantaneous as like smoking, which can be great for really acute relief when you need something immediate. But it is something that if you're using it consistently, you're going to find that your quality of life continues to improve over a long period of time. But for that, you really need to be able to grow your own. And this is something that even people in legal markets often don't have the ability to do. And it's simply because, you know, this plant, the cost factors are out of whack. We still haven't fully even unearthed the black market yet. But with costs the way they are, it's very hard to convince cannabis business owners to cut down those plants a few weeks before they mature and run them through a juicer instead of, you know, selling them as flower.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So we're kind of disconnected there. So when people relocate to Colorado from across the country or across the world, they have a right to grow there. And I always talk to them about this option because they don't have to be a great grower. They're not trying to bring these into full flower and to a major harvest. They're trying to bring them a few weeks into flower and then juice them through a juicer. And it's phenomenally life-changing. And so it's something that I talk about quite frequently, and that's not a way that most people usually often think about cannabis therapy. And I'm currently in San Diego at a medical conference on sexual health because I'm getting ready to start a sexual health and cannabis product study. And as I'm talking to physicians and I mention juicing the raw plant, their eyes bug out of their heads. They just don't even understand that concept because not only have they not been educated about the endocannabinoid system and cannabinoids, they don't know much about nutrition.
Mm-hmm. It's true. You're absolutely spot on with that. And there is a big distinction between the CBD and the cannabis with THC. And can you just share a little bit about the distinctions? Because we talk a lot about this on the show, and hemp is such an important part of this story and an important part of the revolution of what's happening in this country and the movement. I'm going to let you do that, though, after we take a break. I knew this was going to be a very interesting and important segment with the doctor, so I've asked her to stay on for 3 segments today. So we have one more segment with the doctor when we come back, and we'll get more into her new book is out, and is there a film with the book as well?
No, there is a book tour with the book, and we're showing films and documentaries of patients along that tour. So
that's what it is.
If you visit myecstherapy.org, pretty soon you'll see our 2018 schedule popping up. Our first event is scheduled on the 22nd in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And
awesome.
We'll be talking about
the book.
We've got
to run. We'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational audience.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back, Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. And joining us is Dr. Regina Nelson, president of the ECS Therapy Center. And the website is myecstherapy.org. And we're talking about the distinction, because it's not one pill fits all. This is what makes this such an extraordinary solution for many people. And I would love for you to talk about the distinction between the CBD and the THC, but I also would love for you to talk a little bit about some of the different issues and ailments that people around the country are getting help with.
Oh, wow. Both of those things. I think, I do have a book out called the ECS Therapy Companion Guide, and I think in it I have listed almost 100 different conditions that I've worked with patients on, and that was 3 years ago. And I've been expanding that book for a release this summer called The Survivor's Guide to Medical Cannabis. So I see beyond the qualifying conditions in all these states, you know, people finding relief in so many different areas. Again, kind of the body tends to decide what the priority list is. People sometimes come to cannabis therapy for one issue or another, and they may find a number of things happen within their bodies before they get the relief that they're seeking, or, you know, in addition to that. And I give the example of, I work with a lot of women who will come with cancer issues, and they never mention to me that they have intercystital cystitis, which is a bladder condition. But as soon as they begin cannabis therapy, within a week, they're contacting me going, wow, does this work for your bladder? Because my intercystital cystitis is so much better. Well, yes, it does. And that's something that now is a qualifying condition in a couple of states. So I think it doesn't really matter what you're trying to treat. I think in getting cannabinoid profiles that are full and whole plant are really important. A lot of people start with CBD, and as long as they're not significant pain patients, they may do pretty well with that. I usually start people with one-to-ones or three-to-ones, where it's three-to-one of CBD to THC, because what I tend to find out is they need that activation of the receptor system from the THC. But some people are very, very sensitive to that, so we start with very, very low doses and often microdose them in the beginning to see how they're going to tolerate that. And I think that's one of the big things in the beginning, is not to just dive right into cannabis, but to start slowly and very focused about your use. I don't like the terms recreational and medical, because I think everybody can benefit from cannabis. I like the terms focused or casual. You either use it casually, occasionally to hang out with your friends and release some stress. It's a healthy habit, way healthier than drinking, or you become very focused in your use. And that's what I typically see with patients. And you know, by beginning with 5 to 10 milligram doses of like a 3 to 1 of CBD to THC, or even a anything that has THC in it. If it's a hemp-only product, people can start with a little bit more, maybe as much as 10 milligrams, and begin to try that out. But there is some euphoric effect with CBD. Though people say it's not euphoric, that's simply not true, because you tend to feel better, you tend to relax, you tend to have a lot of the same side effects as with THC, but you don't have the stoniness and that you get kind of in your mind and in your brain. You don't get the forgetfulness. You don't have some of the components of that high aspect. But you still get a lot of the other effects. And when people do need THC, or begin with THC, it's what they have access to, they take a choline supplement along with it, it'll often knock out that stoniness. So, you know, there are a lot of ways that you can approach this. CBD is a very important cannabinoid, no doubt. It stimulates your immune system receptors and can have, you know, effects with pain and within the nervous system as well. But I think we're going to start to find that CBG is even more important. We're starting to get a lot more research into that area. And the interesting thing about CBG or cannabigerol is it's the cannabinoid that THC, CBD, CBC, and many of the other cannabinoids start from. And it's only found in a very small amount, typically in pretty fresh plants. But CBG, I think, because of that, I think we're going to find that it has a lot of other, that it's going to be even bigger and better than CBD from a healing perspective. But we got to keep in mind, all these things are put into one plant, the terpenes, the THC, the CBD in different ratios, all for a reason. And it's that entourage effect. I find that even hemp blends that have that 0.03 or God willing, they're getting to 1 or 2%, if it's at all possible, make a huge difference for people just to have that little bit of THC in their system, too. So I think it's, again, it's about whole plant medicine. And I'm seeing people that are using hemp oil in addition to regular cannabis therapy and keeping their THC very low levels very low. And I'm finding that they tend to, that combination of the two products, they tend to have a little bit more success getting control of their symptoms at times, particularly if they have pain. But it really is amazing to me how some patients can try a very, very low dose of just a basic hemp oil product and have significant results. And we can't right now tell who that's going to be and who it's not going to be. We can't draw your blood and say, hey, you're short in anandamide, so you may need this, or you're short in this, so you may need CBD. We don't know any of those things. It's all a guessing game still. So getting people started, with hemp oil and getting comfortable and finding a ratio that works for them, is the important part. And it's why I typically start people with a 3-to-1 up to an 8-to-1 of CBD to THC so that they're very comfortable with that. And then they can move in either direction depending on what their needs are.
It makes sense. You also are, it's very exciting. Talk about signs for the times, please.
I'm excited to talk to you about that. We're just launching a project. So the ECS Therapy Center is a national nonprofit and a 501c3 organization approved by the IRS, and we're GuideStar rated now. But I've had a volunteer over the past few years who works in the deaf community, and when a family member of hers became sick, she started to understand, trying to figure out all this information she was taking in, how difficult it was for her to talk with people in the deaf community about what she was learning about the endocannabinoid system, about the use of cannabis, and about her loved one's outcomes, because there aren't the words. Everything needs to be spelled letter by letter. So endocannabinoid system, that takes a minute to spell out by hand, and by the time you're done, you still have to explain what that is, and there's no terminology for that. So we have brought together a team of 8 certified deaf interpreters who have some experience building medical sign language and having it adopted into American Sign Language. So they're currently in process of recording language that's out, because a lot of sign language is very regional and these things. So we're looking at language that is out there and recording that. And then we're going to be bringing them to Colorado in June and educating them, putting them through my educational programs, as well as taking them to see dispensaries and cultivation centers, hemp farms and other places, and to communicate with doctors and patients and people that from all these different levels that are working with the plant, so they understand how the language is used, because they'll spend the remainder of the summer working together and developing sign and putting together a video glossary that can then be released into the deaf community, so we can start to really communicate about this, because we have qualifying conditions for the hearing impaired, because cannabis is good for the cartilage in the ear. And so we know we have deaf people using that. Deaf people also suffer from many other qualifying conditions.
Talk about that. Wait a minute, you're going so fast. There's so much information here, Dr.
There is.
Regina Nelson. So say that again. So people that are deaf, the cannabis, how in what form and how would you use it to help with deafness?
Well, there's a specific qualifying condition, and I'm going to blank on it right now, but it has to do with a small bone in the ear that begins to wither away. And what we do know is cannabis is good for bone formation and cartilage growth. So we are now seeing people in early stages of diagnosis with this particular condition starting cannabis therapy regimens, hoping not to lose their hearing. We also know that people who are deaf can suffer from any number of qualifying conditions. And we also, with the seizure disorders, have a lot of children, while they can hear, they're nonverbal. And so their families teach them sign. And if the only sign looks like you're smoking a joint, well, that's not got anything to do with the cannabis oil.
Oh, this is, you're doing such amazing things. That's why we needed to have you on today. We're
so excited, and we're currently looking for the industry to get behind us. We need pledge partners, and we'd love for your show to come in, Frankie, and talk about this each week as we go through the year.
Sure,
because
sure.
It's really very important.
We'll continue. Yeah, we'll absolutely talk about that. Give out the website and all the information, please. And it's been such a pleasure.
You can go to signsforthetimes.org to look directly at that program and to link with the ECS Therapy Center. So you can go to myecstherapy.org and link over to Science for the Times, or signsforthetimes.org, and you can link to the ECS Therapy Center.
What a pleasure. Thanks so much for being with us, and we'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, and Educational Odyssey.
Thank you, Frankie.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Call for details. License, terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and joining us now is, you know, this is a PR firm that Mark Goldman has been in television. He's been in the industry, radio, for so many years and has obviously had his pulse in all of it. He founded Goldman McCormick many years ago. I think it's about 15 years now. And he also has founded Hemp Public Relations, which is an agency that specializes in media placement for those in the marijuana industry, the cannabis industry. And he comes on fairly regularly and in a regular segment right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, because we talk about the business, we talk about the PR piece of it, and it's always so wonderful to have him on. And so what's the hot news this week, Mark Goldman?
Well, thank you for having me on my favorite day, Friday, Cannabis A to Z. There is a few hot stories. First of all, the big hot story is tourism business opportunities await as Ontario mulls cannabis in hotels, lounges, and RVs. In Ontario, Canada is weighing recreational cannabis consumption in hotels, lounges, and RVs, a move that would create a potentially huge new tourism industry in Canada's most populous city and province if the rules are adopted, according to the industry resources and leaders.
You know, fascinating. It's so fascinating because today in Worcester, outside of Boston, when the largest city outside of Boston is Worcester, and there is a private lounge. You cannot sell, you cannot do business transactions, but you can come in and eat edibles or smoke or do whatever you want, and it's $50 a month. My question to you, Mr. PR Hemp Guru,
yes. Sounds like a road trip.
Is it going to work? Is it going to work, or yes or no?
Is the lounge going to work,
bucks
or is
a month.
It in Ontario going to work?
No, is it going to work at a lounge? Paying $50 initiation fee of $50 a month.
You know what? Absolutely. This happens in New York City all the time for upscale cigar bars and other social lounges. I think 100% it will work. I think it's a fantastic idea. I can't wait to open one here in New York.
Okay. Well, how about that? All right. I'm glad it got your stamp of approval. Do you think, because it's so different in Ontario and Canada, do you think it'll work there?
Absolutely. I'll tell you what. I had, before I read this article, I had no interest in going to Canada at all. Been there at Niagara Falls many years ago and, Toronto and other places. No real interest in going there at all. And now that I know about this, and if this comes to fruition, absolutely, I'll take a trip there.
Okay. That's good to know.
My vote, for sure.
What's going on? What's going on in Nevada? Because, you know, we all think of Vegas, baby. What is happening in Las Vegas these days?
So, Nevada, a lot of things going on there. They're enjoying sky-high prices, but can farmers luck last? Far from the flashy marijuana dispensaries in Las Vegas, hemp farms in rural northern and southern Nevada can't keep up with the booming demand for flower for CBD production. The result is a blazing hot wholesale market for hemp flower, with growers reporting prices up to $350 a pound for quality high CBD varieties. That's almost 10 times what hemp flower is selling for in Colorado and is prompting a superheated hemp market.
Interesting.
So
isn't it?
Nevada growers are taking the gamble, adding acreage and processing equipment and hoping their luck doesn't run out before the hemp growers in states with better water supply and milder temperatures overtake them. So, you know what, here is that. As of 2017, Nevada had 23 licensed hemp growers. They had over 17,000 square feet of indoor hemp cultivation. They had 490 outdoor acres of licensed for cultivation, outdoor acres, pardon me, and they had zero licensed processors because Nevada doesn't yet require hemp processing licenses. All very interesting. Nevada allows hemp production for flower, seed, or seed oil, and fiber only.
So interesting. So, wow.
Yeah, quite the business story.
Wow. Yeah. And there was a new poll. Tell us about this new poll.
So Fox News, they actually took a poll, and their support, and the poll is all about support for legalizing marijuana, and basically it finally hits a record high. Great news. With recreational use of marijuana now legal in 9 states plus D.C., the latest Fox News poll finds a record number of voters nationally favor legalization. The poll shows 59% of voters supporting legalizing party marijuana. That's up 51% in 2015 and 46% in 2013. The first time this question was asked on a Fox News poll. In addition, only 26% favored making smoking marijuana legal in 2001. 32% now oppose legalizing pot, down from a high of 49% in 2013. Millennials, 72%, are more likely than Gen Xers, 60%, and baby boomers, 52%, to support legalization.
You're saying that the millennials really want the legalization more than the baby boomers. Isn't that interesting?
It's beyond interesting because, you know, I didn't think millennials had anything really good to say or anything to say at all. So this is very interesting. Hey, you know what? Two-thirds of Democrats, 68%, and independents, 67%, favor legalization. Republicans, though, are split 46 to 46%. In 2015, 59% of Republicans were against it.
Interesting. Fascinating statistics coming out.
Absolutely.
It's really, I mean, when you first opened your business and started doing hemp public relations, the difference between today and when you first started must be big as well.
Absolutely. It's tremendous. You know, and more people are getting taking over businesses that deal with hemp, that deal with cannabis, that deal with marijuana. And the industry is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, we are out of time, but I always appreciate Mark Goldman, partner at Hemp Public Relations, coming on. And it's hemppublicrelations.com for more information. Appreciate you and all that you do in bringing us these fun stories and informative ones as well. Thanks so much, Mark. And thank all of you. This is Frankie Boyer for Cannabis Talk A to Z. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.